fresh from a victorious plan to unseat Pakistan's longtime ruler, political leaders of the coalition government appeared in good spirits when they gathered at the headquarters of the Pakistan People's Party in Islamabad Tuesday afternoon. Hours later, the politicians said they needed more time before deciding what to do next, because they had just learned of a secret agreement between the Pakistan People's Party and the Pakistan Muslim League N Party. Asfandiar Wali is leader of the Awami National Party, one of several minority factions in the coalition. He says his party, as well as the JUI and parliamentarians from the federally administered tribal agencies, were not taken into confidence by the two major parties before. He says they need to discuss the newly revealed document with their supporters. Officials did not disclose the contents of the agreement, but it is widely believed to involve when and how the government would restore top judges deposed by President Musharraf last year. PPP spokeswoman Sherry Rahman downplayed any disagreement among members of the fragile coalition.
They have played a very critical role in this impeachment process and building pressure. So we have conceded to their interests as well as ours, and they said that they need 72 hours at least to look at it and review their own arrangements.
While the PMLN has been adamant about restoring the judges, the PPP has been more reluctant, possibly because the justices could take up challenges to a legal amnesty granted to PPP leaders on corruption charges. Jamiat Ulema-e-Islam leader Maulana Fazlur Rahman said he was confident the partners could work through the differences. He says we will be in contact with the leaders, and we hope, after the departure of General Musharraf, we will hopefully reach a consensus. The government has been expected to address the restoration of the judiciary first, before moving on to what is expected to be a hotly contested struggle to elect a new president. Under Pakistan's constitution, the government has 30 days to elect a replacement. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.